from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff on this rainy Tuesday morning. Talking this morning with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. How are you doing?
Why, I am doing great. It's actually nice to be here in person again.
True. I mean, you floated in this morning, right?
I did. You know what? We went so long without rain, and then we get the rain, and I'm not going to complain.
Of course, that's kind of this area. It's all or nothing.
You know, that's a good way of looking at it.
So, just briefly, what are we going to kind of go over today?
Well, I've kind of got an open agenda. I mean, we had a very successful Bi-County Institute, and that was the Friday before Columbus Day weekend. Everyone thought we would cancel it, but we did a full remote live. Oh, and sorry about that. I needed to silence that guy. So we did a full live remote Bi-County Institute with over 700 educators participating. And I wouldn't mind talking a little bit about how we accomplished that, because I know some other folks had tried to do some with pre-recordings and weren't as successful with that. So we certainly have our dealings right now trying to figure out how we're getting into the buildings to check them for health, life, safety. I don't know if most people realize I'm the code official having jurisdiction, so all building permits, any construction work that goes on, goes through the Regional Office of Education. We review the architect's plans, building permits, etc. But we also annually inspect absolutely every building.
That's a job.
It is. It is. And we had a recent, I wouldn't say recent, a few years ago, that permitted the invitation of the fire marshal. State Fire Marshal's office. And so a gentleman by the name of Dan Bauer has been great to work with. He's very appreciative of our schools and how they respond to any questions or concerns that may ever arise, that we address them very quickly and promptly. And so that's one of the things we know. Safety is extremely important, and you don't cut corners on that.
Right. I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take our break here, and we will come back and talk with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The People Speak. I'm Jeff, again talking today with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. And you mentioned I can't think of what you called it now. But
Health, Life, Safety, or Compliance, or the Bi-County Institute?
The Bi-County Institute.
Okay. Yeah, our institute this year, we actually, there was a series of research and publications dealing with poverty. It's a perspective for some that you just don't have. You know, questions why you would see on TV, you know, if you were watching a show that was real life, and you would see bags of clothes in a home. Well, the reason being is it's cheaper to buy bags of clothes at a thrift shop or some other social organization to get a bag of clothes than it does when it costs you to do laundry and go to a laundromat. But and the impact that that has on our kids and how we can react to that. But we actually moved forward with this and was working with emotional poverty. You know, and what that is kids, I mean, adults as well, where we've fallen behind on our, well, it's a social skill as well. We see kindergartners that don't know what different emotions are. Everything is angry. Mm-hmm. So when you see they would see a picture of a face that looks puzzled, that's angry. Mm-hmm. Curious, that's angry. Sad, that's angry. So, you know, in dealing with not understanding your own emotions, what they mean, and then how else am I supposed to express? If everything is angry, then I'm going to be angry.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot more than this, a lot deeper than this, but we had that keynote, which was live for all of our educators, and then we did breakout sessions. Now, this is the interesting part. We do what's called an ed camp. An ed camp is a concept where the morning of the professional learning experience or the day of the event, teachers would, or participants would write on a chart, this is what I want for a session. Mm-hmm. I want to learn about X, Y, and Z. I want to learn about how to use Google Classroom. So they write it up on a board. They generally will facilitate it. It doesn't mean they know anything, but they have the conversation. So what is it? How does it work? How do I use it in my classroom? What's the benefit? And you have collections of educators just going to those sessions to share what they know. You're utilizing the expertise in your own area. We have among the best teachers. I'll put them up against everybody and anybody. And very dedicated folks. But everybody's always on the learn, the hunt to learn more, to be better, to be a lifelong learner. So we had we had 4 1-hour breakout sessions with 20 to 30. Well, let's see. Actually, I should know that exactly. It was like 20. Yeah, we'll just call it 30. Breakouts in each of those 4 sessions. So we had 120 different sessions.
Oh, wow.
Now, what we did is we couldn't wait to the morning of. So we actually opened our institute online through a learning management system platform we have that we call Teach Illinois. We created it. And we had our teachers, our administrators, paraprofessionals, et cetera, could go on there. They signed up for the institute, and then they said, this is a session I'd be interested in. And so we had them all across the board for every subject area, every grade level. There was plenty for absolutely everyone. Then when we were done, we had them all in private Zoom sessions or virtual rooms where they had their camera on or just were speaking. And I literally went around to every session and sat in for a little bit and saw how everybody was doing. They were doing fantastic. You know, if it hadn't been for the remote learning, our folks would not have been comfortable with this and they would not have participated. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be you'd have a meeting with a virtual meeting and people just kind of sit there and, you know, you just hear crickets, chirp, chirp.
Because this is not what they're used to.
Right. But now, since spring, they've been very used to it, very active with it. They've had to create and lead and facilitate. So it was a much easier experience for them. So it was what they want, how they wanted it, and how we could actually deliver it. In addition, during those sessions, we had a online, what they call a Google Drive, which is basically a shared folder where they share their resources. Mm-hmm. And even though the class is closed now or the day is over, those resources still exist for them. Okay. And those locations. So we're trying to build the connections, the great people we have, learn from one another, give them what they want, and make it a very, very productive day.
Yeah, that would definitely be, you know, a different, if it hadn't been for the remote learning earlier, and that would definitely have been a different, you know, thinking back to the seminars and things, and programs that I've gone through, a lot of those, you know, being done now remotely too, it's a little bit different.
Well, I will tell you that we had when we did an ed camp, the last Bi-County Institute, we do it every 2 years. Mm-hmm. It is, the actual Bi-County is paid for by teacher registration. So when you register for the substitute teacher list, there's a registration fee, and that fee goes into our institute fund, which provides professional development for our educators. And mm-hmm. by the way, that's another one that we want to start spinning back up, is substitute teacher training. We are desperate for them right now. We need them. There are opportunities for folks, I mean, constantly, every day. It's a challenge, without a doubt. Mm,
you're substitute, but it's probably almost sometimes feel like you're working full time.
Oh, you can. I did. When I was one of those December graduates, because I graduated with, I think you did too, with like a million extra hours that you didn't need because you might have changed your mind a few times. Or just was interested in absolutely everything. But I substitute teached. You know, I'm not an English guy. I was math, science, and social studies. So anyways, I was every single day subbing, and then I was working at a learning center tutoring in the evening. And so I was busy. There was not a day off. And that was great. There were student loans to pay for.
Right. Let's go ahead and take our next break here. And we'll come back and talk some more with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis here on The People Speak, back right after this. And welcome back. Got a little bit of time left here, talking this morning again with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. And we're talking about the Bi-County Institute you just had. And what else we got going on right now?
Well, the thing that I wanted to just, the kind of final reflection on the Institute, of having that many folks, having them online, the way we had it, and I believe was the reason why it was successful, was because it was live. It may have been remote, but it was live. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I've shared with you my philosophy that, you know, if we wanted recorded learning and robotic learning where, you know, the computer does everything for us, there are companies and entities that have done that for decades, asynchronous learning and the like. I think what hopefully folks have learned to appreciate is that it's that live instruction, that immediate feedback when you're working on something new. Mm-hmm. I always like to take math as a good example. You know, instead of me trying things and being frustrated, having that teacher there to see where I'm making my mistakes. You can't replace that, but mm-hmm. the closest we can come is it would be some live remote instruction, or what I would refer to as distance learning. I know I had in the early 90s, a statistics class where it was a trial in remote learning. There was this remote learning lab at ISU, and the instructor would be there, and there was another class that was in Peoria. So we've got Bloomington and Peoria, and that was being broadcast. You could see the class, hear the class. And so he would teach one day in Bloomington, normal, and the next day in Peoria, or the next class. Mm-hmm. And so that was distance learning. But it was live instruction, and it was difficult because what he didn't do is look at your work exactly.
Right.
You know, he would do the examples, we would, you know, work them in class, etc.
You don't have the, like, where you're working on, the teacher walks around and look, you know, says, oh, well, okay, you're having some trouble with this. Here's what, you know, you don't have that aspect, but yet you can still.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. If it does take more time. There are some learners that just say, give me what I need to know, and I'm going to run with it, and I'll be fine. I can self-check. There are some learners that need help along the way, and you find out where their deficiencies are. It is not difficult for them to hold up their paper. It does take time for a teacher to look at that. Mm-hmm. But it's doable. You know, the average high school student only gets 3 minutes of direct assistance a day. 3 minutes. So it's not unlike the classroom where you're spot checking, but I just need the ability to spot check, and it does take a while. The technology slows things down. But if a kid hasn't learned it, what good is that time anyways? Right. So we're going to have to expect as a society, I don't want to say that we're dumber, but we're behind. Everybody is not going to be where they were, and that's okay. We have time to be able to catch up through the grades. We have what we call priority standards now that the state has been working with, and actually Mary Beth McCormick from my office, our PD coordinator extraordinaire, who works with teachers in schools. We're in Prairie du Rocher right now. We've been in Coulterville, Chesterville, Steele, everywhere. Mm-hmm. She's working with the committee on the state on implementing those priority standards, saying this is what's most critical. Let's kind of set these to the side. We can touch, but we may not be assessing them, but these are the critical standards. So I'd rather still do an exceptional job and have mastery than still trying to cover everything an inch deep and a mile wide.
Right. Yeah, talking about the remote learning, it has gone a long way from what I guess we used to call the talking head, you know. it was you sit there and watch someone talk, you know, and there was no kind of interaction or feedback.
Well, there's a reason some people don't like the larger universities where you have a lecture hall of 500 people. You don't interact. Mm-hmm. You get talked to, not with. And, some subject areas may be conducive to that, some not, but...
I had a cousin who was a chemistry professor at the University of Minnesota, and I remember him saying once, he said, I give the lectures, if they don't take the notes, that's their fault.
Right.
And that's kind of the way attitude was with...
Yeah, absolutely, and there's the problem. Yeah, I gave it to them, they chose not to take it. I led them to the water. They didn't drink it, mm-hmm. So let them die. And that kind of philosophy, if that was the case, then record your lecture, put it online. We don't need you anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. If that is truly the learning and teaching and learning philosophy that you have. Mm-hmm. But, we did come to realize that the VHS did not revolutionize and shut down all teacher jobs. We didn't just sit kids in front and press play.
Right.
Every student we know is different and has unique needs and gaps and strengths. And what we've also learned right now is the socialization and that human presence, being around a human, whether you're interacting with them or not, is comforting. And some have been really struggling with the mental toll all of this has taken on us.
Right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but
we haven't solved all the world's problems yet, Jeff.
Yeah, we got a good start on it, though.
Okay. Well, we'll pick up next month.
All right. We'll talk to you again next month then.
I appreciate it.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.